I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. London's got a new mayor.
My name is Sadiq Khan, and I'm the mayor of London.
Sadiq Khan is the son of Pakistani immigrants, and he's the first Muslim to hold the post of mayor in London. Qari Asim is senior imam at a mosque in the English city of Leeds, and he told me that Khan's win feels momentous.
It has an enormous personal and political impact on me. It has strengthened my understanding of the British culture and how, you know, there are so many opportunities for us to succeed. The mayoral campaign was dominated by smears on religion and ethnicity. The first Muslim to lead a major Western city, Sadiq Khan's landslide victory, is all the more important because it is not only, you know, important for British Muslims, but he is a mayor of all Londoners.
What does the failure of that smear campaign, the fact that he was elected, what does that suggest to you?
I think it suggests that effectively the Brits and the whole, you know, Western world doesn't believe in hatred. You know, that there are fringes on both sides, you know, whether you want to call them Islamist extremists or, you know, the far right. They like to create and plant seeds of division and prejudice and hatred. But the fact that Sadiq Khan has won this mayor election and having received more than 1.3 million votes, you know, suggests that people got no time for hatred.
You wrote this essay in the Yorkshire Evening Post, and you wrote, the extremists want European Muslims to hate the West, but Sadiq Khan is the West, so are the 3 million Muslims living in Britain. Can you just elaborate a little more on what you mean by that?
Sure. So the fact that Sadiq Khan has won makes two points, very pertinent points. So firstly, it defeats the narrative that far right want to play, that effectively Muslims cannot be trusted to lead communities and societies. And secondly, the extremists, the likes of ISIS and Boko Haram, they are trying to promote this clash of civilization, effectively allowing young Muslims to migrate from the West to war zone areas like Syria and Iraq or parts of Africa. But this mayoral election suggests that Muslims are part and parcel of this society. So when a sympathizer with extremists is saying the Muslims should leave Britain and hate British people, effectively we are hating ourselves. You know, we are Brits and Britain is our home.
Of course, there's been a lot made about Sadiq Khan and his background, his father from Pakistan, a Pakistani bus driver, grew up in public housing. What about your own story? Is there something in the Sadiq Khan story that you can personally relate to?
So Sadiq Khan's victory is symbolic and significant for me on a personal as well as political level, because my father also came from Pakistan and he came to this country because of the opportunities that this country offered. And I'm really grateful to Britain, the fact that I'm the only imam in the country who leads daily prayers, but also I work in a global law firm and also work with so many people of different faiths and different communities to build bridges and bring communities together. So from that point of view, I can relate so much to what Sadiq Khan has been saying. And I think our personal stories are very similar, albeit he's working in a political world and I'm working in a spiritual world.
Qari Asim, senior imam at the Makkah Mosque in Leeds in the UK. Imam Asim, thanks very much for your time today.
Great. Thank you.